Welcome. It's Domain Dave again from CheapWineFighter.com. Doing like we always do. Three times a week, we write up a review on a value-priced wine. And then we done writing, we plug in the microphone and we do a little podcast. Not too long, 5 or 6 minutes. And we talk about it. And today we have a wine that's the Vintages, V-I-N-T-J-S. TJS is Trader Joe's. Redwood Valley Zinfandel 2021. Redwood Valley is on the Russian River in Mendocino, which is just north of Sonoma County. Mendocino has pretty much all the same advantages Sonoma does. It's got coastal mountains and Pacific Ocean climate, and it's got valleys, and it's got the Russian River, and but it's not as famous for whatever reason. Personally, I think, and this is just me talking, that back in the wild days of California, it turns out that marijuana grows on pretty much the same kind of land that grapevines do. And it was more profitable to grow marijuana than the wine. Nowadays, it's all legal and what have you, and it might change things around a little bit. But a lot of the people up there, rather than grow grapes, had other means to make some money. So what we have here is, well, the return of the Vintages wines. Vintages, V-I-N-T-J-S, was a pretty steady year-in and year-out Trader Joe's brand, and it was always $6.99. And then the last one was a 2019 vintage. This is a 2021 vintage, so it took 2020 off, and this wine is $9.99. And I think part of the reason why they changed is, looking back at it, the last few were Sonoma Coast Pinot Noirs for $6.99. And Sonoma Coast Pinot Noir does not sell for $6.99. $26.99, maybe, that's low. So I think it was a business model that wasn't going to last too long. So they kind of had to switch it around a little bit. As for Redwood Valley up in Mendocino, I'm not sure if I've ever had a Redwood Valley wine, much less a Redwood Valley Zinfandel. One thing about the Redwood Valley is there's a break in the coastal hills, and I don't know if they're quite mountains or whatever there, but the cold Pacific air goes right through the valley, and it is much colder than the surrounding areas. So you're getting this a valley on the Russian River again, that has cool weather. It has unique soil, and has a long full growing season. So and from what I'm reading, it has some of the oldest vineyards in California. A lot of the first Italian immigrants who came up there lived around here. And it never took off like Sonoma did in Napa Valley and then the Pacific Coast and Lodi and all that. I mean, it kind of got a little sleepier, but it's been around forever and it's making wine forever. So what do I think of it? I think I like it. Zinfandel, for me recently, I haven't been all that excited about Zinfandels because they kind of more remind me of red blends than an actual red wine, a single varietal wine. They were always, oh, that's nice, but they never really had that personality, which is kind of weird because Zinfandel used to be these very bold statements. I mean, it was either kind of rustic farmhouse, spicy and jammy, or was this classy and elegant and sleek. And it just kind of got homogenized, at least the ones I've been drinking in the value price point I have, though I have had some more expensive ones too that I really wanted to like and... And not so much. I mean, I did like them, but it just didn't go, that's something I need to drink again. This Vintages Redwood Valley is kind of, it's kind of a throwback. It's jammy. It's, a little bit spicy, not too much. It still doesn't go overboard in any single category. I'm going to take a sip. It's smooth up front and gets a little rustic on the mid palate, which is kind of a nice juxtaposition. If it was even more, I'd probably like it even more. It's got some nice jammy fruit. The tannins are soft and sweet. The acidity does its job. Flavors that are there are really nice. I kind of like them. And it's kind of like a little bit of throwback. It's not as much of a statement as some of the other, the older from Zinfandels from a few words years were. But it is have, it does have a personality. It does have a little bit of attitude to it. And it's easy to drink. And, you know, sometimes easy to drink is kind of a condescending kind of thing, but that shouldn't be. Any wine that's hard to drink, you should pour out and go buy one that's easy to drink. So, you know, it's, I think it's a decent wine. And I've never, like I said, I don't know what to expect from Redwood Valley. It does make a nice wine. The fruit is really kind of a nectar sweet without being a sweet wine. I wouldn't call this a sweet wine at all. And the mid palate kind of puts an edge to things, which kind of, the two things together with the plump fruit up front and the kind of the rustic edgy thing on the end kind of puts a little bow on the whole package. So not a wow wine. You know, it's not, you're not going to go around and tell the neighbors about it. But it's well worth drinking, and I'm glad I drank it. I mean, I bought it. This is a good purchase, $9.99. If Vintages is going to be this out again, because Trader Joe's has been very strange with their wines. They're still promoting wines in the Ferris flyer that they put out a year ago. Same vintages, too. It's not like they even updated them, so I don't know what they're doing. So I was glad to see the Vintages come along. It's the Vintage Redwood Valley Zinfandel 2021. Not the greatest Zinfandel ever, but it well worth drinking. So that's it for me, Domain Dave. CheapWineFinder.com. Like us where you like your podcasts. And keep it cheap. Adios. I'll be talking to you in a couple of days, because that's what we do. Bye-bye.